Why shop when you can swap? When it comes to fashion, a University of Guelph student-run club says you don't have to compromise aesthetics to be environmentally ethical. Hosting pop-up swaps every semester, the Drop and Cop Club has a goal of breaking the cycle of fast fashion by promoting a circular economy as participants trade in clothes that they don't need and shop sustainably, for free. Members of the Drop and Cop team are passionate about saving the planet as well as looking good while doing so. With fast fashion on the rise, the mounds of textile waste, and also the amount of money that people spend on new clothes, Drop and Cop brings fashion back to a community practice, said co-founder of Drop and Cop, Sophie Dernovsek. We share our resources and we can express ourselves through our individual styles without jeopardizing the planet. For those ready to refresh their wardrobes at no cost, Drop and Cop will host its next clothing swap on January 15, from noon to 5 p.m. at the Art Gallery of Guelph. The curated clothing swap invites the community to bring clean, gently used items and earn credits to shop for new-to-you pieces. The goal is to create an event where you can exchange clothes, reduce textile waste and also build a community, said Dernovsek, who is also the digital content assistant at the Art Gallery of Guelph. Dernovsek, along with her close friend and fellow co-worker, Corinna Shelley, created the Drop and Cop Club when they were students at the University of Guelph in 2019. Corinna and I have been friends since middle school. We both grew up in Guelph. We've known each other for a really long time, Dernovsek said. As undergraduates, we became very passionate about sustainability and wanted to take action together. We also shared a love of thrifting. We founded the club as a way to encourage sustainable practices while having fun. Dernovsek says the aim is to create a community of like-minded people who have the same passion for sustainability. At first it was a traditional club in the sense that everyone did their duty and we organized swaps, she said. As time went on, naturally, we became closer with each other. The community we wanted to create really started to take shape, and we all became really great friends. There are currently 150 active members. Our clothing swap is definitely our biggest event. When you sign up for a swap, you are added to the email list, so you will be notified every time there is another swap happening, said Drop and Cop president, Cole Comilla. And that list now has over 400 people. Comilla is a third-year biomed student and has been president since fall of 2023. I think this group provides a great opportunity for students on campus, especially around orientation week, she said. You are starting a new step in your life. Finding like-minded individuals who share that same passion and want to live sustainably in the future, I think is a great start for new students. Drop and Cop is happy to welcome new members. For more information, visit here, Instagram, or Facebook for pop-up dates, swap sneak peeks, thrifting tips and additional information. Drop and Cop also collaborates with other organizations and clubs in offering workshops such as clothing mending and other sustainable activities. The upcoming clothing swap will be the first to be hosted at the Art Gallery of Guelph. We hope it's a success so that we can have more events here in the future, Dernovsek said. Usually, swaps are advertised to the university community, staff and students. But because the gallery is open to the public, we decided to make this event open to the community. We are super excited. Drop and Cop co-founder Corinna Shelley says visitors can bring in any clothes that they want to swap. This includes clothes that people don't want to wear anymore, but are still in good condition, said Shelley, who works as the digital content and collections associate at the Art Gallery of Guelph. The Drop and Cop team will give them up to 20 credits based on quantity and quality of the items. It's kind of like our own currency system. Then you use the credits to shop or you can save them for a later swap. Some items are not eligible for swap, including accessories, undergarments, children's clothing, items with event logos, and those in poor condition as determined by the Drop and Cop team. Check the Instagram post which outlines all that visitors need to know. I think it's wonderful that it's come full circle and we have the opportunity to work with the co-founders who are still involved with the Guelph campus as well, Comia said. The art gallery will be a lovely setting, a nice combination of the art, and it just gets people from the local community out and on campus to explore too. Shelley says she hopes people will come out and exchange clothes in a way that is sustainable, does not add to textile waste, and at the same time, engage with one another. There's lots of great things going on at the gallery, she said. It's a really unique opportunity to look at art, do some sustainable shopping, and engage with the community. And it's all free.